Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out on the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri, right over there on the hill. Hey, if you haven't been by, it's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar that you can hang out, have a cold drink, eat some tacos, and watch one of your favorite bands recording inside the studio. It's very unique and original and something really cool to be a part of St. Louis, so get out and get involved over there. If you're looking into recording, reach out. GaslightSTL.com has all your details there. You can book yourself a tour, come on over there. If you want to check it out as a fan, there's a lot of great opportunities coming up. There's March 18th, Scrub is filming a live Gaslight session over there, so you can come over and be a part of the taping for that on Saturday 18th, 8 to 11. Also, a friend of the show, Carter Holsey, is returning to St. Louis playing Gaslight on March 26th, Sunday. So check out those events on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, GaslightSTL.com. And yeah, get involved.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up, guys? This is Anthony from The Beard Productions and Firebird Concert Venue in St. Louis. You are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, recording today at the Firebird, right down here in St. Louis, with Anthony Sasser. Welcome Hello. To the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you know, you're a guy I've been aware of for a while. We've talked and a few times and things, and I know you've been heavily involved in St. Louis music for a long time here, and I just kind of thought it'd be cool to hang and kind of get your story and
awesome
promote everything that you're about. So.
Sure, yeah, yeah, man. We've both been around for a while, and we've kind of passed like ships in the night several times, but we've definitely had some hangout sessions, and we've had some good conversations, and I'm honored to be able to be a part of Rock Paper Podcast. I think that's pretty rad.
Yeah,
man. A little bit about me, man. I've been in the St. Louis scene since about 2006-ish. Played in a few bands before that, but as far as getting in and, you know, getting my hands dirty or whatever, about 2006. Started working at Pops over there in Sauget, Illinois.
Yeah.
They gave me my first shot. I love them to death. They're amazing. Spent most of my 20s over there. And a couple years back, I was given an opportunity to come over here to the Firebird, and I couldn't say no. So I came over to the Firebird and worked here for the past few years, and recently had the opportunity to become a co-owner and managing partner.
Yeah.
And obviously, at that point in time, I was like, yeah, it's either do it or time to pack your bags and go home, you know, and find something else, get like a 9-to-5 or something. I was, you know, I was at that point where I was like, all right, well, we're either going to do it or we're not.
Right.
And so stars aligned and everything worked out. And yeah, I'm honored and blessed to be in the situation that I'm in. I'm happy with it. Everything's great so far. Obviously, there's going to be the ups and downs, but as of right now, I'm still in the pseudo honeymoon phase. It's only been, you know, several months at this point, but it's still months, not years. So, yeah. It's still fresh, but it's great.
Yeah, man.
So yeah,
yeah, that's very exciting. Firebird has been one of my favorite clubs in town for quite a while here. It's always, and I love that you guys do a lot to support locals as well. I mean, there's a lot of great local shows. Like we're going to be talking about one a little later, but we're doing a big one on the first. A bunch of locals here.
That's going to be great. So, yeah. Coco works hand in hand with us, and the We Are United is a great team. Mm-hmm. And he's actually on our team. He's a Firebird staffer, and he does a great job. So yeah, we're looking forward to that April 1st show too. That's gonna be great. And thank you for the kind words about About the venue, yeah. Obviously, I haven't been here to lay the foundation of the groundwork, but I've been very happy to be passed the torch and be carrying the torch. And we did just celebrate our 8-year anniversary, so we've been in business now for 8 years. And hopefully, you know, before we know it, we'll hit that decade mark.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, so this all started for you as a musician, then, or did you get into promoting and booking and stuff before?
No, it started as a musician. I wanted to play guitar, and so I learned just enough chords to think that I was ready to get into a band. You know, one of those deals. I was, you know, young, 17 years old, and just wanted to, you know, play some Green Day or whatever, yeah. You know. And it was cool. Had some fun. Did some really silly stuff with some friends, and started just playing out at really little, like, you know, basement shows or small little venues, like, you know, just little places that aren't even around anymore.
Right.
And one thing led to another and started, you know, getting into more advanced bands and started to try and, like, do other things. And ended up doing a show over at Pops. And after I got off stage, they offered me a position, you know, working as a security guard, not in promotions at all. I had no experience doing anything. The Beard Productions, I didn't even have a beard at the time. Like, it wasn't even like right. a thing, you know what I mean? So, but no, I started working over there just doing security, and just worked my way up, and one thing led to another, and they were like, hey, you think you can help out with a local show here and there? And I was like, yeah, sure. And 12 years later.
Yeah.
You know, 11 years later.
Yeah. So, so you started the Beard Productions, which mm-hmm. has been going for quite a while now.
Yep, 2008 is when I finally started the Beard Productions company. There's a guy by the name of Ryan Kelly, who still is a great talent buyer over at Pops. Awesome dude. He actually was the person that gave me the name. He was the first one to ever be like, oh, you know, we need to brand your whatever, you need a company name, you need a thing. And so he's like, the Beard Productions. I was like, yeah, that sounds cool, let's do it, whatever. And he hooked me up with my first couple logos, and I owe the beginning stages, at least the namesake and the first few logos, I definitely owe to that dude. So that was him. I can't take credit for that, but yeah, that's how it all started back in 2008. Yep, it's been going strong. 9 years as a company now. It's been great.
Nice, man. Yeah, I know. Like I said, you know, being a fan of the local scene for many years, I know I've seen the Beard Productions on several of my show posters and everything else. So, yeah, I know you've been out there hustling for a long time now.
Yeah, man. And I will always support the local scene. And we always love to do local shows here. Obviously, we try to do a mix of everything from, you know, hip-hop to metal to comedy to indie rock to, you know, you name it. Mm-hmm. We try the Firebird is, you know, is a room that can suit everything. Yeah. But we definitely have a soft spot and a special place in our hearts for the local, especially the local rock scene. We definitely support the local hip-hop scene as well. Mm-hmm. But especially the local rock scene. And I think that's just partially because that's where most of us on our team come from. You know, Coco has been in tons of bands, and I've been in tons of bands, and you know, the other promoters that we work with, like Mike Judy and Colin Reagan and all of those dudes, they come, you know, predominantly rock bands, and so we all kind of have our special place for the local rock scene, and so we do our best to try and you know, keep that going.
Yeah I saw online the other day you now have the beard oil, right?
Yeah, man. That was that's something that's new. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Right.
No, it was really it was just something that I got asked about.
Yeah.
People were like, "Hey, you know, do you have, you know, what do you use in your beard, or what do you have anything that, like, you recommend or whatever?" And it just got to a point where I was just like, I don't have anything to recommend, and I don't use anything. I mean, for anybody out there with a beard, best thing to do, just wash your beard when you wash your hair.
Right.
Just hair tips from the beard. That's it. Just wash your beard when you wash your hair. I use Head and Shoulders. It's amazing. It's perfect. It does a great job.
Proud sponsor, Rock Paper Podcast.
There you go. Yeah. Plug, free plug. Yeah. You send me a check or a case of shampoo. But no, brush it afterwards. That's about it. But no, back to the beard oil thing. It was just one of those things. We got asked. Yeah. I got asked about it. And so finally I was like, all right, I'm going to look it up and see, A, how difficult it is to make, or B, if it's something that I can't make, what do I need to do in order to, like, mm-hmm. find a way to, well, make it a thing, you know? And so, actually, surprisingly, it's not that difficult. I use really, really good ingredients through a all-organic source, pipingrock.com. Another free plug for those guys. But yeah, you can get all the stuff out there. You can find recipes on your own. Ours is pretty nice. Smells like tea tree. Hand labeled, hand numbered bottles, and it's pretty cool. You can check it out. If you're interested, go to the Beard's Facebook page. There's some pictures up there. It's pretty neat. We sell them at the beard events. Sure. It's, you know, not anything you can get online or anything yet. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's neat. It was just something that I guess there was a demand for, and yeah. So we made it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some buddies, Cluster Pluck, and they're, you know, they all got beards, and they have their own Cluster Pluck beard oil as well. Yeah. And stuff, and it's just funny. I mean, you know, it's a product just like anything else, but sure. It's just funny to, like, to, you know, to see a lot of these, you know, a lot of people are getting out there making their own beard oils and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, 3 years ago it was craft beer, and right. Now it's craft beard oils, man. Like, everybody's trying to get in their house and make a little craft project. No, it's cool, and if you do it right, it's not difficult to make, and sure. It, I mean, you know, with the tons and tons of different essence oils, you can get, like, you know, you can just be like a little alchemist and get out there and just make whatever smell you want. It's kind of neat, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of bands are doing it. Thieves to Kings has a beard balm that they have, and so it's I mean, it's cool. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, if you're in a band, I mean, it's not a bad idea if you can make it work. I mean, it's just another tool for the toolbox when it comes to your merch booth.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So again, we're, you know, like I said, we're here at Firebird, mm-hmm. and now you are a official part owner, mm-hmm. and manager here, and
yep.
been doing your part to make this a thriving part of the music scene here.
Doing my best.
Yeah, man. So we, like I said, there's you got a little everything over here. And I've been over here for comedy shows. I've seen Nikki Glaser and Kyle Kinane and Jeff Tate and you know, a bunch of my favorites and stuff. So
yeah,
there's a lot of really great comedy shows and of course rock shows. I actually got to be on stage here one night for the homies Halloween bash we threw last fall, and
nice.
They invited me to host the show, and so I got to I was run up on stage as my Macho Man Randy Savage costume, and I was throwing Slim Jims at people and stuff, and so it was a good time.
It's awesome.
So there's not a whole lot of these venues I've been been able to be on stage yet, but
hey man, we can make something happen. Yeah. We can get you up and have you host a couple more shows. Yeah. I'm down with that. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, it was really a good time. It was just fun to be surrounded by friends here at that show, and
of course,
and getting all my buddies up and be a part of that. But yeah, so we how are things like different now being in the owner seat?
A lot of things that I just wasn't expecting, I guess. But that all comes with, you know, with learning the new position and learning the new role. I mean, I've always been pretty good, if I could toot my own horn, I've always been pretty good at rolling with the punches. It's just, you know, if something happens, you just kind of, you know, make it work. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been pretty decent with that. So, yeah, it's been a learning experience, but it hasn't been... you know, it's not like I'm a crash test dummy. I'm not going in blind. I mean, this company existed for several years before I came along. So sure. It's not as many bumps and bruises as there could have been. But yeah, it's definitely been a lot different than just, you know, just working for a venue or just working as a talent buyer or a promoter. Because now I have to do all of those things and more. And yep. So it's, but yeah, it's, like I said, though, at the end of the day, I am honored and I'm blessed to be in the position that I'm in, and I'm very happy about it. But yeah, it is different. It's a little bit more challenging, but with that comes rewards. Yeah. It's also more rewarding as well. So
yeah. You and we just celebrated the 8th anniversary. Yep. The Gorge and...
Yep, and Hell Knight.
Yeah.
Hell Knight played, and Sweatshop played.
Pretty heavy night.
It was amazing.
Yeah, man.
It was awesome. It was a great night, great crowd. We had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
Are you guys you excited? You got some big shows coming up that you're excited about?
Yeah, we do. We have a couple shows that we're pretty stoked about. Doyle is coming up from the Misfits, which will be a lot of fun. That's going to be in April. I'm not sure when this will actually air, but yeah. We do have Flaw coming up on March 19th with Righteous Vendetta. That's a good one. We got OTEP coming up pretty soon.
My buddies Troy are opening the Flaw show, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a good show as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the Flaw show. I'm looking forward to the Doyle show. We have a lot of really good stuff. Mack Sabbath is coming up, which is awesome.
Yeah, I've never
seen. If anybody's ever had a chance, I mean, that's a great show. If anybody wants to see, you know, McDonald's meets Black Sabbath, it is awesome.
I'm only seeing the pictures, but it looks like just the craziest stuff, so that'll be interesting. But full listing on firebirdstl.com, right?
Yep.
Hey, looking for some new music? Check out Music Record Shop right here in St. Louis, located on Locust at the Dot Zach building. You can come over there. They just had their grand opening for the brand new location, and they want you to come check it out. So come by anytime, but every Friday they have new records in store, new vinyl. We got some tapes and CDs and all kinds of stuff. So if you'd like to get your records on the shelf at Music Record Shop, reach out and get involved. See how we can make that happen too. You can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to check out their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. They're always giving away free tickets and all kinds of other things. So it pays to support. So check out musicrecordshop.com. We were talking, you starting as a musician and stuff, and you guys just celebrated the little reunion show yourself for Make Me Break Me.
Yes.
Right here at Firebird.
Yes.
And it was a good night.
Yeah, it was a great night. It was a lot of fun. We hadn't played a show in 2 years, so it was quite a while since I had been on stage. However, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really, really good time. It was good to get up there with my buddies again. You know, I miss those guys a lot, and we're all still really, really tight. But obviously, you know, life happens. You get a little older, and you know, things happen, and marriages and kids and all that good stuff. And so it's really hard to get everybody together unless we're like, hey, we're going to do a show. And so then, like, yep, practice. Got to go to practice, sweetie, whatever. You know, so... it was cool getting the buddies back together for a little while and getting some practices in, getting a good show in. The crowd was amazing. It was very humbling to actually look out and see people singing my songs back to me. It made me feel just incredible because who the hell are we, man? We haven't played a show in 2 years and we weren't ever like... anything huge. I mean, we had some fun. We did some stuff and we had a good time, but it's not like we were slinging thousands and thousands of albums or anything. Like, we didn't have like 100,000 views on YouTube or nothing. Like, we never did anything like crazy. So it was really, really cool to like look out and see all of our friends and family come out and actually like support us. We'll do something next year.
Yeah.
10-year anniversary. We'll do something probably in June. But then after that, who knows, man? I'm not really sure if it'll keep going after that. We're all getting older. Yeah. No, I'm 33, man. I'm not getting any younger. it was a really, really good time. If anybody wants to check it out, there's still music out there. Make Me Break Me. It's we got a Facebook page. Semi-active. We still like, you know, throw stuff up every now and again and whatever. But yeah, if you feel like checking out some, you know, 2014, 2015 rock.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. It's there.
That feeling and stuff. I mean, does that make you want to get out and play more and being on stage, or are you good with just the once a year kind of thing now? Or
the one off was really, really nice. Honestly, when we stopped playing, it was a little difficult at first because, like, creatively, I wasn't done. Mm-hmm. You know, I was ready to, like, still try and do stuff. And so then I started wrestling, and I still do. I really, really enjoy it. Semi-pro, like a wrestler with a company called Dynamo Pro, yeah. A St. Louis local company that's pretty awesome. We train at the Limp Brewery downtown, and all that good stuff. So that's how I get my creativity out now. Is I just get the crap beat out of me, like by these wrestlers, man. We wrestle. Yeah. It's the craziest thing I've ever done, as far as what I'm putting my body through at a semi-advanced age. Like, I think most people, a lot of the younger people that come in to start training and stuff like that are like 17, 18, 19, and I was like 32. Yeah. So, I love it, but I guess to answer your question, I have something else that kind of lets me, at least for the time being, lets me stay creative and kind of fulfill that need. Because I think that if it wasn't for that, I would miss it a lot more. Mm-hmm. But also, having the ability to work at a concert venue and be around it all the time, that also kind of makes it a little easier, too. So it's just, you know... I miss it, of course. I miss being with my friends. I miss playing on stage. But there's other things that have kind of helped fill the void. So I guess that's the easiest way that I can answer that question. I'm pretty happy with it being a occasional thing at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Being in that, you're saying playing music, working at a venue, and constantly surrounded by it. Do you, as a fan, or in your leisure time, do you actually like to enjoy going to shows too, or do you go to do other stuff? I'm the same. I work in the industry also, but I'm a huge music fan. I go to shows all the time. So, and I'm talking on the podcast about music all the time and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I still love it.
I go through periods of time like most people where you don't really want to do it.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be bands that I'm going to love, and there's always going to be bands that I'm going to go see. And, whether it's, a band like I Am the Avalanche that's going to have 50, 60 people at their show, maybe, or Hot Water Music or Alkaline Trio or Brand New or Taking Back Sunday or any of those bands, that's my era. So that's the stuff that I'll always want to go see Thrice if they're in town. There's certain bands that it's like, yeah. And especially, You know, and outside of that, you know, local bands, like friends bands, or just bands that constantly come out and support us, I try to make an effort to stop in and, you know, say hello and hang out at the show for a little bit if I can. And you know, lately I would say it's on the upswing. I've definitely found myself back in it, going out a lot more and enjoying it a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's something, you know, you surround yourself with it. You're around all the time. So, yeah. You know, obviously I think everybody kind of goes through those phases. But for the most part, yeah, I still definitely love music. And I mean, we do this because it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
We don't work in the music business for the money. Right. I mean, it's not like, you know. So,
but I agree. We all need our days where there's like no music or whatever, just to separate from it for a while. But
podcasts and video games.
Yeah, right.
Podcasts and video games. So that's why you're on a roll here. You cornered the market, man. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Got this podcast thing locked up.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to make something happen here. This is it's been a whole lot of fun doing this show and getting to talk to cool people like you and everybody else around town. I mean, we got. But it's been it's cool. But yeah, I think it's nice just having a conversation, hearing somebody talk and stuff instead of just, you know, loud rock music and stuff all the time. But
sure, man. It's and also getting some of the behind the scenes takes on certain things and like hearing about, you know, certain stories that you wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to get. You know, you feel like you're kind of getting to know somebody that you might not otherwise be able to get to know, you know, more so as musicians, you know, if they're on podcasts. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, you know, you might not be able to sit there and have a 45-minute conversation with your favorite singer of a band, but if they're doing a podcast or something, you can maybe still get that insight into
what, yeah, definitely. You
know, yeah, so.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
So again, we got the Firebird.
Yep.
FirebirdSTL.com. Get on there.
Yep.
Check out the calendar. Buy some tickets.
Buy some tickets.
Come on over to some shows here.
Yes.
And we got, like I said, a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yep.
And of course, Firebird on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram also.
Yep. We got all the social medias, and then the Beard Productions does as well. You can check out the Beard Productions on the old Facebooks. You can catch us on the Twitter, the Beard27, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out there. I try to stay active. Facebook, of course, is the way to go. For booking info, also I'll throw this out there. You can email me, anthony@firebirdstl.com, if you want to get booked up here at the Bird. And, yeah, like you said, firebirdstl.com is our site. Check it out. Buy some tickets. Come out to some shows. Support local music. Support national music. Support mid-level venues. Support all the venues.
Right.
Go out to a rock show, man.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to ask, too, with, as I'm getting you, you're wearing your Cardinal hat. Your St. Louis Cardinal hat, just like me. And born and raised here in St. Louis.
Yes. Yep. Born and raised here in St. Louis. Indeed. Yeah. Yep. Webster Groves.
Yeah.
If you were asking, as far as the high school, because everybody does.
Yeah.
Webster Groves High School. Born and raised. Big, huge Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
Pretty big Blues fan too. Yeah, man. Gotta love our sports teams, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love our sports teams.
Yeah, man. And it's an exciting time of year. You know, baseball firing back up. So it's
gonna be... We're getting that fever in St. Louis. I think it's gonna be a good year. Cubs are scary.
Yeah.
But I think we are head and shoulders over everybody else in our NL Central Division. So hopefully we got a puncher's chance. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. We got healthy Waino, healthy Lynn. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's always exciting times to be involved in all of us in St. Louis. I mean, that's working on a Broadway Oyster Bar. So, like, of course, if the team's doing well, and let's come out and celebrate it afterwards.
Yep.
And get some music, too, and stuff.
Yep.
So it's a... You know, it always helps in, make everything go a little smoother when when the team's doing well.
Yeah, man. So. It's you know, it's, we're obviously a baseball team or a baseball town, and when our team does well, and the city comes alive. So, and even if the team's not doing great, we still come alive like 81 nights a year anyway. You know, whenever they got the home games, downtown's buzzing, so it's cool.
Yeah.
And for those of you that haven't been to the Firebird, we are located conveniently in downtown St. Louis. We are a quarter mile.
You can see the arch from right here.
Yeah, you can. We're a quarter mile west of Union Station, so we're not too far off from all the old hustle and bustle down there. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, I appreciate you taking some time to hang. I think we talked about dropping in a tune. We got, like I said, Make Me Break Me.
Yeah.
You can get out there and find out. You got a you got a request at all? Or
Yeah, Play Another First Date. That's like our jam.
Yeah.
That's the one that was kind of like the closer most of the time. So we can... we can do another first date, and if they like it, check it out. We're still kind of semi-active as far as being a band.
Yeah, right. And keep, like I said, Make Me Break Me's on Facebook. Keep up with them. But, yeah, hopefully throw a big party next summer for the 10 years, man.
That's man. That'll be cool. 10-year anniversary will be really cool with the boys. That's and, keep the beard oil stuff going.
Yeah.
Keep the beard production stuff going. Keep the Firebird stuff going.
Yeah, and check out some Head and Shoulders for your for your beard.
Yep, the old plug for Head and Shoulders and the plug for PipingRock.com. I have no idea why those two became our focal points for our plugs this evening. However, they're both awesome.
Fine products. There we go.
Yep.
All right, man. I think thank you very much for taking the time to hang.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for having me. And it's been a blast.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.